Well, my Secret Keeper girls, here we are on our very last SKG date. And with a mighty handsome addition. Oh, how I pray that you've begun to grasp how beautiful you are. If you remember on our last date, we talked about the fact that how beautiful you are isn't just about how you look on the outside, but it's about what you wear on the inside. But did you know that the Bible tells us that God has looked at you and actually described your beauty? Isn't that mind-boggling? But it's right there in the book of Psalms in chapter 45. I want to take you into that chapter by telling you a story. Once upon a time, there was a king who lived in a glorious castle. The castle was high on a mountaintop where birds sang, rushing riverbeds raced down the mountainside, quenching the land below and covering it in acres and acres of beautiful flowers. Now the prince had many, many servants and soldiers at his side, and yet, each day, he would take a walk along the mountain ridge, gazing down into the valley with one hope. The hope that he would catch a glimpse of one poor and simple maiden. You see, the prince saw beyond the simplicity of this little maiden girl, and he saw her beauty. In fact, he was absolutely enthralled by how beautiful she was. Each day the prince would return and gaze upon her beauty, and he realized one day that he had fallen in love, and that he deeply desired to be loved back by her. But he wondered, how on earth would it ever work? For he was a prince and she was but a simple maiden. He thought to himself, if I have her brought to this castle, I will always wonder, does she truly love me or is she simply afraid of me? And if I send my horses and guardians and banners to parade into her world, again will I wonder, does she truly love me or is she simply obeying me? The prince pondered this at great length until finally he had a magnificent idea. He went to the king and he asked for permission for his great title of prince to be removed. He took off his crown, he took off his robes, he took off his royal garments, and he went to his poorest servant, and he asked to wear the servant's clothes. He asked for his father's permission to go live in the peasant village as the poorest of the poor. And so, the prince went down into the village to be near the one who'd captured his heart and to see if she would love him back. Oh, don't you just love that story? Well, I've got news for you. That story is real. The prince is, of course, Jesus. And the beautiful peasant girl is you. Psalm 45 is a wedding psalm which Bible scholars believe portrays the love that God has for us. In verse 11, he says, "The king is enthralled by your beauty." In verse 13, he actually calls you a princess. Have these SKG dates convinced you of your royal value? Why don't we take this little princess placement test? For each statement, I want you to select either A or B, the one that reflects you the very most. First, is your favorite lip gloss A, something shimmery and really glossy, or B, none at all, please? Question two, is your favorite pair of shoes A, a strappy little number that show off your latest toenail color, or B, a pair of sneakers that have you ready for every physical challenge? Is your favorite dress A, funky and trendy, or B, please, anything but a dress? And if you had a free Friday night and could choose anything you wanted to do, would you A, invite all your girly friends over for manicures, pedicures, and your best chick flick? Or would you, B, invite your best jock friends to the gym to shoot hoops? Okay, now were you more likely to choose all A's, all B's, or were you a confusing mixture of both? Well, let me reveal to you that a true princess of God tends to select all of the above. You see, your value is not reflected in how you express your femininity. It just is. And you can't change it. God sees your beauty, and that's that. Now, back to that story. Did you notice that I didn't finish it? That's because you have to write the end of it for your life. This is truly our last date, but I hope your love relationship with Jesus will just grow and grow. I hope you'll love him back. Sit back and listen to this little letter. I wrote this letter using specific parts of Scripture. It's from Jesus to you. Dear Princess, have a few bad moments with friends ever gotten the worst of you? Oh, if only you could see how brilliant a masterpiece you are. I could not wait for you to arrive. You, yes, you. I've anticipated your presence on my earth before it was even created. You are one of the unique expressions of my own glory. I chose the color of your hair from the earth and the color of your eyes from the brilliance of my skies. I even placed my thumb right there on your nose, marking it with my fingerprint. After you were made in secret, I revealed you to this world with still the most profound parts of your beauty waiting to be crafted. Still, I am creating you in secret, my masterpiece. Though the full secrets of your beauty are unknown to this world, I see, and I am enthralled by your beauty. How I love you. There have only been two places on earth that I have been willing to fill with my own radiant glory, the old temple and my people. That includes you. That's how very precious your body is to me. Will you honor me with it? Will you love me back? Your Prince, Jesus. Well, my friend, I have one last Secret Keeper girl truth for you, and it's this. God calls you a princess, and he is enthralled by your beauty. Your Secret Keeper Girl challenge today is to be that princess and to absorb that value. But as we come to the end of our dates, I do kind of have one more challenge for you. And it's a question. How does your story end? Your Prince Jesus has called to you. He has shown his love for you. Will you love him back? That's a lifelong challenge, and I hope that you'll be a Secret Keeper girl for all of your life and that you will choose to demonstrate your precious love for your Savior.